Oasis Audio presents The Sinner's Garden by William Searles. Read for you by John McLean. Prologue. Judy walked to the kitchen window again and glanced out to the front yard, hoping to see Todd's headlights cutting through the darkness as he made his way up the winding gravel driveway toward their farmhouse. She swallowed a sip of cold coffee and shoved past a wave of disappointment, wondering why he was late this time. With a sigh, she opened the oven door, worried the food was getting dried out 3 hours after she and Andy had eaten. The chicken and stuffing still looked okay, she decided, with some relief, and it definitely smelled good.
Mama?
A small voice called from the living room. It was Andy, her 3-year-old son, who'd been sleeping on the living room couch for the better part of an hour. She knew she should have put him to bed long ago, but she kept hoping Todd would get home, that he'd want to tuck his son in this time.
"One second, baby,"
she said, walking over to the sink. She filled a pot halfway with water before taking it over to the stove. The click-click-click sound of the burner preceded a blue flame that quickly set to warming the bottom of the pot.
"Mama,"
Andy called again. She walked across the kitchen and peeked into the living room.
"What is it, Andy?"
He sat up, yawned, and rubbed his little blue eyes with his fists. He looked around the room, clearly half asleep and confused.
"Where are you, Mama?"
Judy laughed and came around the couch to kneel next to him.
"I'm right here, silly."
He smiled in relief and held out his arms for a hug, which she gladly gave. Judy held him tight, feeling his little ribs while breathing in the smell of baby shampoo.